So the first thing I want to talk about is something that I really haven't emphasized in the past, but I find as I read more and more cases interpreting Reed, ones like Reagan and other similar cases, regardless of whether we're talking about commercial versus non-commercial or just content-based regulations, or even just neutral regulations, whether it's a height or something similar, the main focus needs to be for each city or each entity regulating signs is what the purpose of that regulation is. You know, I tell people when you write your model ordinance, if you look at a model ordinance, your whereas clauses need to be your own. And it's because the purposes that you're trying to accomplish, the goals, are the most important part of your sign ordinance at this point. And for any ordinance, quite frankly, and I think some of that was touched on in some case law that was gone over by the previous speaker. But what is your purpose? Is it aesthetics? Is it public safety? Both great reasons, both very solid reasons for regulating signs. But you need to make sure that you have that clearly articulated, what your real purpose is, the clutter or whatever, but also to make sure that whatever you are regulating really meets these standards, really is meeting these goals and accomplishing these goals. And that applies to both over-inclusive and under-inclusive ordinances. When we start talking about unconstitutional ordinances, you can really just dial it back to whether it's over-inclusive, under-inclusive, and whether it's meeting the goals that are being set out before us. So I think a lot of us who have been working on sign ordinances know that Chapter 216 is where we get our authority. We can regulate in the city and the ETJ, at least for now. I know that there's some bills that could change that ETJ regulation. Alan Borquist actually went over that yesterday with his legislative update. Chapter 393 is the regulations that allow us to regulate in the right-of-way, which is a clear safety issue. It can be very neutral, and it's very important authority of cities to keep the streets safe. And then finally, 259 is the election code provision that the previous speaker did mention about regulating political signs, and whether or not that would pass muster under Reed or Reagan, I think is very important issue. But it's something that we have to think about as cities who are regulating these signs, as how we're going to treat that situation. For constitutional issues, you know, it's the First Amendment. That's what we're talking about. And that's why we have issues with regulating signs, because it is speech. I mean, you can see these signs. These are from someone left in them right of way in our city. So we pulled them up, you know, because they were unsafe. And it didn't matter what they said. If they had said, we love the mayor, we think the city attorney's awesome, we still would have picked them up. Someone probably still would have left them in my office. But at the end of the day, you know, we've always been able to remove signs from the right of way, but we can't look at what the signs say. And in this case, you know, it's a neutral regulation versus if we were regulating signs based on content, that's when we start having an issue. And I know that the previous speaker discussed intermediate scrutiny and strict scrutiny. You know, one's a little harder to meet than the other, but at the end of the day, the primary issue is whether or not you have these reasonable bases, these compelling interests, significant government interests that you're trying to meet, and whether your ordinances and regulations are actually accomplishing those goals. When I first started this paper, the one case that I really focused on was City of Ladue versus Galeo. And that case really is about, you have to allow some signage. As tempting as it is, a city might be tempted because it's been so hard to regulate signs and to differentiate between different types of signs, to just really eliminate the ability to have some signage. But, you know, you have to start at the beginning. You can't have an ordinance that really just prohibits all signs. So we just have to be careful about that. You know, the courts do feel that signage and signs, especially for non-commercial residential, it's such an important way to communicate. And so they're always going to protect that. And that's why we just need to make sure that as we're regulating and taking out exceptions, that we're not completely eliminating someone's ability to use signage as speech. So Reed versus the town of Gilbert, I know that that's something that the previous speaker talked about, but if you just know that it was content-based, it's whether if you have to read the sign to regulate it, then that makes the ordinance unconstitutional or fall under strict scrutiny. It's really hard to meet that, although there was a federal district court that they found that they did meet it, but for the most part, it's really hard to surpass that. Pastor Reed also appears in my PowerPoint, just like the previous speakers, and I can, and this is the case, you know, the directional sign, treating directional signs differently, non-commercial directional signs differently than an ideological sign. That's the problem. It's not viewpoint. It's not that we love the mayor, we hate the mayor, and we treat those two things differently. It's that a directional sign was treated differently. than an ideological, political, or some other kind of non-commercial sign. So that's basically the case. If you have to, you know, it's nice. It's called Read. It's about reading the sign. It's really easy to remember, but that's the main thing. If you have to read a sign to regulate it. Now, of course, I have a different perspective on the commercial versus non-commercial than some other, especially industry attorneys. But at the end of the day, if you have to read a non-commercial sign to regulate it, then you're going to have problems. Alito's a concurrence. I know that the previous speaker also went over this, but I would say that most of these are really good examples of neutral regulations that, as long as you have that goal, you're hitting that goal that the city has with your regulations, you should be fine. The last provision that he said where you could still regulate timing of a one-time event, I think that's very problematic. So I think that, you know, if you just said impose time restrictions on signs, yes, I think we totally can do that. And that is something that we do. That's something a lot of cities do. But you can't differentiate why you're imposing those time restrictions. Maybe the material of the sign, maybe the location of the sign could be temporary, but the actual reason for the sign is you couldn't regulate that.